a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Greetings to you, television neighbor. Glad we're back together again. Can you guess what might be inside this box? I'll show you. Another box. Could you imagine what might be inside this box? Another one. Now, what about in here? That one. And what about in here? Some air. They're like secret boxes, aren't they? When I was a boy, I used to like to build with boxes like this. See, now I would make a tower. And sometimes make a house. In fact, I have houses on my mind today because Mr. McFeely and I are going to go to see a very special kind of house. We'll show it to you. It's not very far from here. So we're going to both go on our bikes, Mr. McFeely and I. Maybe that's he already. He'll be on his bike. And I've got mine waiting out here. Yes, it is.
Speedy delivery. Are you ready to go to the Scanlons?
I certainly am. You know how to get there, don't you?
I'm ready to lead the way.
I told my television neighbor that we're going to see a very special kind of house.
And that it is, a very special kind of house.
You lead the way.
Okay, I have my helmet on, and you'll...
I must get mine on.
You always should wear a helmet when riding a bicycle.
I should say.
This is a very unusual house we're going to see. I've never seen one like it before.
I've never been there, so I'm looking forward to to doing it and to meeting the Scanlons.
All set?
All set.
Okay, well, I'll lead the way off to the Scanlons' house.
Very good.
Ready?
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Speedy delivery.
Oh, there's Judy Weeding, right this way. Oh,
good.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
I'd like to meet Fred Rogers, Judy Scanlon.
Hi, Fred.
Glad to meet you, Mrs. Scanlon. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Mrs. Scanlon, is this your whole house?
No, there's a lot more to it than that. As a matter of fact, we're standing on the roof right now.
This is the roof? It looks like a garden.
Yes, it does. Well, a lot of times underground homes are made out of concrete, and then on top of the concrete they place soil, and then they can plant flowers or grass or whatever they want.
We're
used to seeing houses with shingles on them.
Well, you know, in a lot of ways, underground homes are very different from houses built above the ground, but in a lot of ways, they're very much the same.
Well, is there a place that you enter? I mean, is there a door that you go in?
Yes. Paul's building a deck over here. Would you like to go over and say hello to Paul real quick, and then
sure.
I'll show you how to get in the house.
Certainly.
Okay. Lead the way.
Okay.
We're walking on the roof.
We're walking on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
see. Oh, there's Paul.
There's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
I'd like to meet Fred Rogers.
Hi,
that's
Fred.
Paul.
How do you do, Paul?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Fine, thank you.
Why don't you come on down?
All right. How do we do that?
I'll show you how to go in.
All right. We'll be right down.
We'll follow you, Judy.
This way. Watch your step.
Okay.
And over here to the right. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
You met Paul?
Yeah, hi, Paul.
Hi.
I'll see you all later. I'm going upstairs to finish weeding the roof.
Thank you,
okay,
Judy.
See you, Judy.
This is a beautiful place you have here.
Thank you.
Have you done all the work yourself?
Well, we've done a lot of it. Judy's been a big help. In fact, I could use a hand right now.
Well, what could we do to help you? You need something
with it. Well, I was about to measure this foundation. Maybe you could hold the tape measure for
me. Oh, sure.
Okay.
Be glad to do that.
If you could hold that right on the edge.
Anything for Mr. McFeely?
I think so. Could you write down the dimension when I call it out?
Oh, just tell me.
Okay. You hold it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll walk down here. 18 feet, 2 inches.
18 feet, 2 inches. All right, I have it.
And this is going to be your new deck here?
That's right.
Right out from the house. And then you have some steps coming down, do you?
Right, some steps down to the lower level.
Well, you know, this looks very much like a regular house.
Well, it does, but what makes it different is the way it's set into the hillside.
That's why it's called underground, huh?
Right.
Under the soil of the roof and then in the ground. Is there a way we could see the hillside?
Yeah, the best place is to walk around the corner of the house.
Let's
do that.
You want
to follow me?
Sure. See ya.
Here's Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Still weeding.
You see, that's where we were up there.
That's the roof.
Over here, you can see how the house actually fits into the hillside.
Aha. Uh-huh. How far back does that go?
Well, about 25 feet. And the earth wraps around the house like a blanket. It helps keep us warm in the wintertime and cool in the summertime.
How does that happen?
Well, the temperature of the air outside gets very cold in the winter and very warm in the summer. But the temperature of the ground underneath stays pretty much the same temperature all year round.
It helps keep you warm, right?
Right.
And cool. Now, there's a room right behind here.
Right. Shall we go inside and I'll show you?
I'd like to see it.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you follow me?
Okay. Good.
This is a stairway that takes us down into the house.
Aha.
And the door is around the corner here.
Well, there's the door, Mr. McFeely.
And you can see the rest of the roof.
Well, this is quite an expanse here.
And look at the beautiful view we can see, too.
Oh, yes. It is beautiful here.
Well, shall we go inside?
Sure.
Lead away.
It's bright in here.
Yes, it is. A lot of people think that living in an underground home is like living in a dark cave. That's just not true.
Oh, my.
Oh, this is a beautiful room, Paul.
Thanks.
It surely is. My, I never expected such. Isn't it wonderful?
I have something I wanted to show you.
What is it?
Well, I work for a company that designs all sorts of buildings, and we always make models to help us imagine what our designs will look like when they're built. So we made a little model of our house.
This is familiar. That's where we just came down, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And this is where we parked our bikes, right about here.
Uh-huh. We walked around down here to the deck downstairs.
Oh, that reminds me. Here's the measurements.
Oh, okay.
18 feet, 2 inches, right?
That's right. Thank you.
Isn't this where Judy's weeding, somewhere up in here?
Uh-huh.
And all the brown area, that's all earth, right?
Right.
Sure, that's where all those things are growing, and it's really the roof. Now, what about this?
That's a little skylight that puts some light back in the back part of the house.
Aha. Uh-huh. Can we see inside here?
Oh. Take the roof off the model, and there's all the rooms in the house.
Now, where are we right about now?
Well, if you remember, we walked down the stairs, mm-hmm. and we're in the living room right outside the deck.
Did you like to build things when you were a little boy?
Yes, I had three brothers and a sister, and we were always building models and things.
Did you like to dig?
We did quite a bit of digging, too.
Digging in the earth.
Huh? Right.
I was just thinking, these walls here must be right against the earth.
Right. And the earth comes all the way across the top of them over the roof.
So this really is underground. What about this?
Well, this is a garage that we haven't built yet. So we built a model of it so we could see what it would look like when we were finished.
Future garage comes a little later, right?
Uh-huh. Well, we must get back to my place, but I certainly have enjoyed seeing your wonderful house.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Right this way.
Right up the stairs.
Okay.
Great tour.
I'll say. Get into here.
Are you leaving?
Yep.
Oh, yes, and thank you for your hospitality.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for coming.
What a great place you have.
Thank you.
Remember the skylight we looked at earlier?
Oh, yeah.
There's the window at the top of it.
Aha. That's how you get the light down in there.
Right.
Well, we're on our way.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
See you later, Judy. Bye. Speedy delivery.
Thank you, Judy.
We'll see you again.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
You want some help?
I can always use some help weeding.
Okay.
Come inside?
Well, I wish I could, but I have a few pickups a few blocks down the street that way.
Well, thank you very much for taking us to the Scanlons.
Well, you're welcome. I like that place. Speedy delivery to you.
I do, too.
Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely. Come on in. I wonder if the Scanlons saw creatures like groundhogs and bears and things like that who live in the ground or in caves. And that gave them the idea for their underground home. Of course, everybody's home is different. That's because each person in the world is different from each other person. I'm going to take this little box out to the big sandbox. First of all, some food for you, fish. They live in an underwater home, don't they? In the water. My sandbox. With a little box right in the middle. You know, I think what I'll do is try to dig a house in this sand. Pretend that this is a house in there, like the house that we saw. A person could build a whole neighborhood like this. House there, house there, and there. Or a whole neighborhood of make-believe. Why don't we pretend something about sand in the neighborhood of make-believe right now? I'll just use the top of this box to pretend that it's a trolley. And the trolley could be going along the trolley tracks in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, trolley. I've checked with everyone in the castle, Mr. McFeely, and nobody has ordered any sand here.
The address is so unclear. I suppose I'll have to check with everybody to find out who needs it.
May you have good fortune.
Thank you, Queen Sarah, and may you have a lovely day.
Oh, I will. My artificial flower club is giving a benefit for endangered species.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Thank you, and farewell.
Farewell to you. Now, I wonder who might have ordered some sand.
Hey, Mr. McFeely, how in the world are you?
Maybe it was X the Owl.
Delivering anything interesting these days, Mr. McFeely?
Well, always interesting, but usually I know who's supposed to get my deliveries.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean someone's ordered this box of sand, but I don't know where to take it.
Is it a secret?
No, it's just that I can't read the label. It's a little heavy. I'm going to put it down here. Just be right with you there. There we go.
Yes,
oh, X, you didn't by any chance order any sand, did you?
Me? Oh, no, I get my sand from the Sandman.
Meow, Mr. McMeowly. Meow, X.
Hello, Henrietta.
Oh, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow. Beautiful meow.
Oh, it certainly is. Oh, Henrietta, you didn't happen to order any sand, did you?
Meow today. Meow, meow, use sand, meow, meow.
Oh, that's right. She does use sand sometimes.
Oh, for your gardening?
Meow.
Why don't you show Mr. McFeely something that you use the sand for?
Meow, 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 time.
Sure, I have time for you, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 meow.
I tell you, she has lots of talents, that neighbor of mine.
Well, what is it she's going to show me?
Well, you just wait and see, Mr.
Alrighty.
Meow, meow.
Why, that's beautiful, Henrietta.
Meow.
Did you make that?
Meow.
Well, how do you do it?
Meow sand, meow glue, meow, meow, meow patience.
Lots of patience is right. She works real hard on those things, Mr. McFeely.
Why, Henrietta, I didn't know you were a sand artist.
Meow.
We've all got lots of secrets inside us, don't we?
I guess we do. Some secret talents we don't even know ourselves.
And that box that you have is a secret, too.
Well, how do you mean?
The secret is who ordered it.
Oh, that's for sure.
Meow, meow, corny, meow, meow, sand.
Now, that's an idea.
Yeah, he uses lots of different things in his factory.
Well, I'll check over there right away. Henrietta, there you go. Thank you for showing me your work.
Meow, glad, meow, meow, meow.
Oh, I certainly do like it.
Meow, make you one meow day.
You're not only a talented pussycat, you're a thoughtful one, too.
Meow.
That's for sure. Hope you can find your sand owner, Mr. McFeely.
Well, so do I. Now, let me get the box here. Here we go. It's a little heavy.
Take care.
Well, thank you both for your help.
Meow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Speedy Delivery.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, I wonder, too.
Mr. Pesciley. Mr. Cornflake Especially.
Why, Mr. McFeely, what a pleasant surprise. What brings you to my factory today?
Did you order any sand, Mr. Pesciley?
No, but I think Mayor Maggie in Westwood might have.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm helping her and her associate with some construction over there. And it's something that could use some sand.
What is it?
It's a secret.
A secret?
Yes, I can't tell yet.
But you think it's worth my while to go over there?
I do. In fact, I'm just about to go over there myself. Why don't we go together?
Well, that's fine with me. Let's go.
Fine, I'll see you in the back.
Hello, Mrs. Frog. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine, and I'm just curious.
Do you like it so far?
Well, I think I'd like it better if I knew what it was going to be.
It won't be a secret much longer.
Oh, I do like pleasant secrets, and it looks like it might be something fun.
That's what Mayor Maggie wants it to be. Something fun.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
What brings you to Westwood, Mr. McFeely?
Corny thought I should try.
Try what?
I have this box of sand, but I don't know who ordered it. Corny thought you might have ordered it for your secret.
I think we did.
Oh, and I think the secret's no longer a secret.
Oh, did you guess it, Mrs. Rugg?
Well, I won't tell us all until you do, but I have some things in my kitchen that I've been saving for the day when Westwood would have a sandbox. Oh, you're just going to love my jelly molds.
So it's going to be a sandbox. That's a relief. Now I've made my delivery. If you'll just sign here, Mr. Aber.
Certainly.
On the dotted line.
Right here.
That's right, right there.
Yes.
There you are.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Good luck to all of you. And Corny, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Mr. McFeely.
I have more deliveries. See you around.
Oh, this is such an exciting place to live. And as soon as you're finished building the secret, I'm going to bring Tadpole here to play in it.
Oh, well, you can play in it too, Mrs. Frog. It'll be for everybody.
Well, I'll just love that. And thank Mayor Maggie for me, will you? You both have such good ideas inside your heads.
Well, thank you, and I will.
You're so handsome, you'd make a stunning groom.
Oh, well, really?
You have a perfectly lovely day, both of you.
Goodbye, Mrs. Frog. Yes.
Well, now that the sand is here, I'd better hurry and finish this box.
I'll help you if you like.
Oh, I would like that, Corny. Would you please hold this tape over there?
Of course.
Thank you. Just want to double-check this. There it is.
Is that what you wanted?
Yes, it is. Thanks.
Good.
There's a call for you from Make-Believe, Charles.
Oh, thank you, Mayor Maggie. Hello.
This is coming along very well, Mr. Pesciali.
I'm glad you like it. Mr. McFeely has already delivered the sand.
Well, then we should have it operational very soon.
You have a good man in that associate mayor of yours.
I'm well aware of that. Every mayor should have a first-rate associate.
Mrs. Frog guessed what the secret was. She said she'd bring some old things from her kitchen to use in the box.
Well, I hope everybody's going to use the sandbox.
I'm going to have to make a trip to Make-Believe. I don't think I'll be gone long, though.
Are things all right there?
I hope so. Lady Elaine said she needs to see me.
I'll stay here and help finish the sandbox.
Well, I have a couple of minutes. I can work with you, Mr. Pesciali.
I'll see you both later.
Okay, bye-bye, Mr. Aber.
I never use sand in my cooking.
I use it for pretend.
Oh, pretend, of course, pretend. You can cook anything out of sand for pretend.
But you don't actually eat it. Not even this sand souffle.
Oh, of course not.
Mm.
You pretend to eat it. Just pretend.
Hi, friends.
Hello, neighbor Aver. Would you care for some sand souffle?
Oh, thanks anyway. I have to see Lady Elaine.
Oh, good luck.
Thanks, it helps. See you all soon.
Oh, in a little while, we'll see you.
We'll see him.
If you have a secret to tell, come inside. I don't have a secret to tell. Did I come the whole way from Westwood for this? Honestly, that Lady Elaine.
Hi, everything all right?
Well, I came the whole way from Westwood because Lady Elaine wanted me to, and all I find is this sign.
If you have a secret to tell, come inside. I wonder what that's about.
Who knows with Lady Elaine? It could be anything.
Yes, she does have many interesting notions.
Oh, I'll say.
I have a secret.
Oh? Something you want to tell?
Not right yet.
Would you like to see a nice secret being built in Westwood?
Sure.
Come along.
Oh, that's for sure, Trolley.
There are lots of secrets, aren't there? Some you want to keep for a while, some you want to tell the people you love, and some you just want to think about.
I want to show you one thing here before we go in. It's like a secret, isn't it? This is a pretend egg with a toy chicken in it. It is like a secret where baby things come from. Some baby creatures hatch from eggs that their moms have laid. But human beings, that's what you and I are. We human beings grew inside our birth mother until we were big enough to come out into the world and let people know what we needed. I think I'll just leave this box here. Play with that another time. And we'll go inside. There's a lot to think about, isn't there? Fish, they hatch from eggs. There is a lot to think about. And the good thing about being a person is that we can talk about what we're thinking about with the people we love, the people who love us. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. This is PBS.